The final day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer is underway. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has more in this report.
It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, and we are in the Logan Center, Larimore area. Sean and Dennis McCoy with us from McCoy Seed. And how is this crop shaping up in this area?
I think it looks pretty darn good. We're happy with the conditions so far. You know, we had a lot of rain, like a lot of people, but they've been timely at least, so they've really been helping our soybeans. Drown oats not too bad, just with our hills and stuff around here. So I'm really happy with where we're at, I think.
So the crop that is here is looking good. We got a nice even stand with these soybeans we're looking at.
Yes, yeah. This is our soybean plot here, list, and we're really happy with how it looks, and it's had plenty of rain here in the spot in particular, so I think the stand looks great.
You got some corn issues you want to talk about, Goss's wilt. We've been hearing more about that this season than I think we ever have up in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, so with Goss's wilt is a bacterial disease, and with the amount of trash that we had left over from last year, nobody worked in either corn ground, of course. So this spring, all that trash just blows everywhere, even in the fields that haven't even had corn before. If you planted corn there, you'd probably get Goss's wilt this year. And bacterial, and it can get into corn that's been damaged from wind. That's the first place to look, so you'll see it along roads and whatnot first, and then in different hybrids that have less tolerance to Goss's wilt, you'll see that. So you'll see a lesion and black freckling, and then it'll actually be kind of shiny when you hold it up against the sun.
Bring Dennis into this. There's a lot of sunflower acres this year. How's that crop looking?
It's looking great. You know, the sunflower price held up. I think it's still $17.50 per hundredweight, which is a pretty decent price. The yield potential of sunflowers can be anywhere from 2,000 to 3,500 pounds an acre. And a big factor is how do they fill? Does the center fill in the head? As you can see in this head here, it's pollinated all the way to the center. And that's what you like to see. So, of course, the big thing with flowers now is to watch for the birds and the disease. Now, if we keep drier in September, we won't have as much disease problems.
Sean Dennis McCoy here, McCoy Seed. Again, we're in that Larimore, Logan Center area here in North Dakota. We're going to keep you up to date both on the Minnesota and North Dakota sides of the river here today. This is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Corn.